First off this morning, taking a look at the regional basketball scores from last night for you on the girls' side, as a few of the 3A and 4A teams got to play continuing last night. In the Class 3A Region 8, the regional semifinal, it was Red Oak topping Shenandoah 52-49 there at a game played in Shenandoah. ADM defeated North Polk 63-59. In Class 4A Region 7 first-round play, it was Glenwood over Creston 51-39. Also in 4A Region 8 play in first-round action, it was Carroll over Denison-Sleswig 53-48, as all those winners get to move on in postseason play. State Dual Wrestling Championships, you heard some coverage of that yesterday here on KJN as Jim Field brought you coverage of the Audubon Wheelers as they participated there in the Class 1A State Dual Wrestling Championships. And here's how the Wheelers fared. They lost their opening round match to Woodbury Central 45-19. They moved then into the Constellation Semifinals, lost a close one to Emmitsburg 43-36. And then in the seventh place matchup, they lost their to West Marshall in a close one again, 47-36, final margin there of the team scoring there in the duels in Class 1A. And in Class 1A, the top team was Al Burnett. They defeated Eddyville's Blakesburg Fremont 60-21 there in the finals as top-seeded Al Burnett pulls off the state dual team championship there in Class 1A. And Woodbury Central won the third place match over Clarion Goldfield. In Class 2A, a local team that was participating there was Creston Orient Maxburg as they finished with a sixth place finish. They were in the fifth place matchup against Union LaPorte City, and they lost that one 36-33. Your champion in Class 1A was Davenport Assumption as they defeated West Delaware Manchester 30-29 in a very tight one there as the second seed defeats the one seed there to take home the state championship in 2A. And in Class 3A, the championship went to Southeast Polk. They defeated Bettendorf. Southeast Polk was the top seed. They defeated third-ranked Bettendorf 46-20 to take home the 3A state dual team championship. Now, the individual state wrestling tournament gets underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we'll have coverage of that for you throughout the day here on KJN. As you can catch that action here with our first report coming your way at 10:20 here this morning, Jim Field will provide you live coverage of all that, what's going on there at the individual wrestling championships. And we'll have reports throughout the day for you at 10:20, 11:35, 1:35, 3:45, 4:45, 6:30, 8:45, and 10:05 here later on today for you to listen into. That'll be on the air for you. Also on the website at KJN.com, those reports will be streaming if you want to catch them there as well. And don't forget, you can catch that stream on our mobile apps as well for the iPhone and Android platforms. Turning our attention now here to college sports from last night, Sheldon McClellan scored all 10 of Texas's points in the second overtime, and the Longhorns welcomed back point guard Mike Kabongo from a 23-game suspension with an 89-86 win over Iowa State last night. McClellan also had a key steal, which led to two free throws in the final seconds for Texas. Iowa State had a chance to tie, but Chris Babb's three-pointer with 5 seconds left missed, and Texas's Connor Lammert took the ball from Babb in a scramble for the long rebound. Texas ended up hitting a three-pointer late in the ball game with just a couple of seconds left to send that ball game to overtime. The Cyclones were trying to foul in that situation, but didn't get it accomplished, and the Longhorns come out with a double overtime victory. So another heartbreaker on the road for the Cyclones. Melvin Edgem had 20 points and 16 rebounds to lead the way for Iowa State, who falls to 16-8 overall and 6-5 in Big 12 play. Big game last night for the UNI Panthers. Jake Cook had 14 points and 10 rebounds and 3 blocks to lead Northern Iowa to a 61-54 victory against suddenly skidding Creighton on Wednesday night. Seth Tuttle and Deion Mitchell added 12 points each for the Panthers, who moved to a 15-11 and 8-6 in Mo Valley play. Doug McDermott had 15 points and 12 rebounds for Creighton, who is now 20-6 overall and 9-5 in conference play. They tumbled out of the top 25. They were ranked 16th just a week ago, but they've had losses to Indiana State, Illinois State, and now here to UNI, as Northern Iowa got up and able to take control of the game late and pick up that victory there over Creighton. Also, Fred Van Fleet scored 17 points off the bench. Carl Hall added 14 points and 10 rebounds, and Wichita State took sole possession of first place in the Missouri Valley Conference with a 71-56 victory against Drake on Wednesday night. Malcolm Armstead had 12 points and Cleanthony Early 11 for the Shockers, who moved a game in front of Creighton and Indiana State in the MVC standings. Ben Simon scored 15 points and Richard Carter had 11 for the Bulldogs, who were out-rebounded 45-29 in that ballgame. Scores for you from the NBA last night. Atlanta topped Orlando 108-76. It was Indiana over Charlotte 101-77. San Antonio defeated Cleveland 96-95. It was Boston over Chicago 71-69. Brooklyn 119-108 over Denver. It was Toronto topping New York 92-88. Detroit beat Washington 96-85. It was Milwaukee over Philadelphia 94-92. New Orleans beat Portland 99-63. Utah over Minnesota 97-93. Dallas beat Sacramento 123-100. It was the LA Clippers defeating the Houston Rockets 106-96. In the NHL last night, Pittsburgh topped Ottawa 4-2. It was St. Louis an overtime victory over Detroit 4-3. And Calgary was a 7-4 winner over Dallas as well in the NHL last night. A little attention now here to college basketball from last night. Cody Zeller scored 16 points, and Christian Watford finished with 13 points and 11 rebounds to help number one Indiana pull away from Nebraska 76-47. The Hoosiers improved to 22-3 overall and 10-2 in Big Ten play. They've won 7 of 8 and regained their share of the league lead. They're tied with Michigan State. Also last night, Mason Plumlee had 18 points and 11 rebounds. Number 2 Duke beat North Carolina 73-68. Quinn Cook scored 18 points for the 22-2 Blue Devils. Shane Larkin scored 13 of his 22 points in the final 7.5 minutes to help third-ranked Miami stave off Florida State 74-68 for its 12th straight victory. And also, freshman Omar Calhoun scored 15 points, including three three-pointers in the deciding second-half run, and Connecticut beat number 6 Syracuse 66-58 in the last scheduled game between the two national powers. Syracuse will play next season in the ACC, while Connecticut will stay in the realigned Big East, although the Huskies could be enticed to head to another conference if asked. Ryan Boatwright had 17 points for UConn, which ups its record to 17-6. The Orange fall to 20-4, with Michael Carter-Williams leading the way with 15 points. Also, Pierre Henry scored 17 points to lead Charlotte to a 71-67 upset over number 11 Butler. Chris Braswell and Willie Clayton each had 11 points for the 18-6 49ers, who ended a two-game skid. Markell Brown scored 25 points and matched a career high with 7 three-pointers to lead number 17 Oklahoma State over Texas Tech 91-67 last night. All their top 25 teams in action were winners last night. Also in college basketball news, Kentucky freshman Nerlens Noel, the nation's leading shot blocker, is out for the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his left knee. Noel tore his ACL on Tuesday night when number 25 Kentucky lost at Florida. The 6'10" forward will have surgery in 2 or 3 weeks, with the projected recovery period being between 6 and 8 months. And also, Chicago Bulls point guard Derrick Rose says he's making progress in his rehab from reconstructive knee surgery, but his left leg still isn't quite right. Rose says the team is leaving it to him to decide when he feels ready, but he says he won't let the injury change the way he plays when he does return. And also, Oscar Pistorius has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend after model Reva Steenkamp was shot inside the Olympic athlete's home in South Africa. Police said a 26-year-old male would appear in court later on Thursday. And police in South Africa don't name suspects in crimes until they've appeared in court. But a police spokesperson says that Pistorius was at his home after the death of Steenkamp, and there is no other suspect involved. Police say the suspect was undergoing blood alcohol and forensic tests and had made a request to be brought to court immediately. The spokesperson says Pistorius plans to apply for bail, but the South African Police Service would oppose the application. Police said there have been previous incidents at Pistorius's home. South African media outlets have been reporting, though, that Steenkamp may have been trying to surprise Pistorius for Valentine's Day, and he thought she was an intruder breaking into his home. Pistorius made history at the London Olympics last year when he became the first double amputee runner to compete on the track at the Olympics. That's a look at the latest sports here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.